Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch the show. Marcus Osborne sitting in for Vinny. Check out his handsome mug. And he gets surprised or startled by something, hey, Marcus, look at this. See? You didn't see it because you're not at radioalice.com/watch. That takes you right to the Looking Glass. Our guy Vaughn is running the cameras in there. It's a good day to check out the Looking Glass, you guys. By the way, just a quick update on Vinny's situation. Yeah. Guy's got the flu again.
Oof.
So he got the flu shot and has the flu. So he's out again today, obviously, and he'll be back. He assures us that he'll be back on Monday. He'll probably lose some weight. Remember you were saying you lost all that weight on your foot?
Yeah, and that'll do it to you, that's for sure.
Oh, boy.
All right, the news is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Visit one of their four Bay Area showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, Dublin, or San Jose.
And Dublin!
Dublin!
And
Dublin!
And online at allnaturalstone.com. I heard voices all around me.
And Dublin!
And Dublin!
We're switching it around now.
All right, guys. What are we going to start with here?
I can't wait to hear what you start with, Marcus Osborne. What will it be?
Let's go with this.
All right. I'm ready.
Most Bay Area residents don't realize that the most deadly beach in California is in San Francisco.
Oh, is it because all the riptides and stuff?
Sarah, you're onto something. You're a bright young woman. You know that?
Thank you.
In fact, Sarah, the powerful rip currents, icy temperatures, and strong waves at Ocean Beach are so dangerous.
I knew it, too. I thought to myself, I bet it's Ocean Beach. Yep. You always hear don't go in the water at Ocean Beach.
Mm-hmm. In 1998 alone, seven people lost their lives there. According to the United States Life Saving Association, the chance of drowning at a beach staffed by lifeguards is 1 in 18 million. While Ocean Beach has a beach patrol provided by the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, it controversially has no lifeguard stands. You know why?
Why? It's too huge?
Previous attempts to label Ocean Beach as a designated area to swim and therefore requiring lifeguard stewardship, that's been rejected by the National Park Service.
They're saying don't swim there. That's why we don't have lifeguards, because it's not safe.
Amid fears that the presence of lifeguard stands would increase the volume of swimmers in the ferocious waters.
Do they have signage there that says you will die if you swim in this water?
They don't. I haven't seen that.
They probably should put that up.
They should put up warning signs like, the reason there are no lifeguards here is because it's not safe to swim here. Like,
that's the first time I've heard that, actually.
Really?
I grew up here in the sunset right there. I always went there and did bonfires. Not sure if that's okay.
No, but bonfires, don't they have a setup there for that?
I did it
maybe
a lot
as a kid.
Maybe
you're supposed to get a license or something.
I'm not sure. Or maybe certain times, designated times.
Yeah.
Did it at night. Super fun, though.
Beyond Ocean Beach, where eight people have died since 2014, other dangerous waters in the Bay Area include Marin County, where in recent years three people lost their lives to rip currents or high surfs.
Where?
At Tamales Bay.
In Tamales Bay?
Yeah. Rodeo Beach. Huh. And Black Sands Beach near Marin Headlands.
I go to Black Sands and Rodeo.
Do they have lifeguards there?
No. Mm. Well, actually, I don't know about Black Sands, but no, you have to actually hike way out to get to Rodeo. Oof. It's the one I'm thinking of. It's the one that's by Miwok down at the end of Tennessee Valley. That's what I'm thinking of.
Further down the coast, fatalities have been reported in recent years in Great Whale Cove and Rockaway Beach in Pacifica. While safer than Ocean Beach, nudist favorite Baker Beach has had its share of tragedy over the years as well.
Well, that's another one. That's right on the curve going over to the Golden Gate Bridge. There's incredible currents all along there.
Its waters have claimed three lives over the last 3 years. The Calma Bay Area beaches, away from the west-facing ravages of the Pacific, have proven to also be sometimes perilous. The seemingly shallow shore of Crissy Field in San Francisco is only around 3 feet deep. giving swimmers a false sense of security before an abrupt drop-off into the bay.
Uh-oh.
Last summer, a 14-year-old boy stepped backward off the ledge and drowned in the deeper waters.
Oh, somebody's 14-year-old.
Tragically, the most common drowning site in the Bay Area, though, is under the Golden Gate Bridge, where approximately 1,700 people have ended their lives since Harold B. Wobber plunged to his death 3 months after the bridge's opening in 1937.
Wow, 1,700 people?
Well, this is dumb. With the caveat that the vast majority of these deaths were intentional suicide and the cause of death was often trauma or hypothermia.
Yeah, you can't really.
This doesn't count.
That doesn't count. That's and by the way, that's on a beach.
Yeah.
So that doesn't even follow. They just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, they just wanted to say people died. Yeah. They wanted to say people died off the Golden Gate Bridge. Interesting though, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is interesting as well.
Luckily, the water here is just so GD cold.
It's cold. Man, it is
cold.
Forget
it. I'm not going
to. By the way,
my ankles.
Just stay out of the water. It's not worth it.
Sharks live there.
It's not worth it.
Right.
Nah, no need to swim. None of that stuff.
Yeah, great.
Listen, if we were meant to be in the water, we'd be able to breathe under it. And so I would say.
Wouldn't that be great? If I could breathe underwater.
Yeah, then it'd be no problem.
I'd love that.
You know what? I don't care if you push the car into the ocean with me inside and the windows up. I can breathe.
Yeah, I got gills.
Underwater.
Where would your gills be? On your neck or like on your rib cage?
Well, I always thought it would be on my neck, and then I saw that movie with the fish man.
Oh, yeah? Where were his?
On his neck, right? Went through on his neck.
I don't know. I didn't see you. You talking about Aquaman?
Not Aquaman. The other one where the lady, she hooked up with the dude.
Oh, yeah,
right.
The Shape of Water.
Yeah. Weren't they here?
Yeah, but he didn't really have the same kind of neck as us. It was more like a fish head that sort of melded down to the shoulder, so he...
It was gross.
Oh, I loved that movie.
No, the movie was cool.
She was into him. Remember every night she'd get in the bathtub and just
stuff
to herself?
I think he was into her.
They were both into each other.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Yeah, they wound up living together.
It's kind of gross. Mm. It's kind of gross. Fish
I think it was more about her saying, oh, this person is different than me. And yet, I have... Oh, well, see, if you're watching the show, then you know. That's. I thought it was just...
Maybe it was like
a metaphor for, you know, we should all just try to, instead of fight each other for our differences, try to embrace them and love them.
I thought it was, oh, we should all try to find a fish man to hook up with.
Oh, well, maybe that was it.
A blue one. Giggity.
I thought he was green. Was he blue?
I thought he was bluish greenish.
What the hell? I
He's
don't
both.
Know.
Listen, Sarah.
What?
So silly. I can't believe people make money doing this stuff. A bride's dream day quickly.
You talking about this show?
Just
I can't
general.
Believe it either. I roll in here every morning and go, well, okay, we'll get paid.
How do we do this?
How do we?
This is so silly.
Fishman is blue and green, looks like.
Oh.
That's what's up.
All right. We were both right,
it's all
baby.
About the lighting, too, you know.
Yeah. Oh, let's see his. I want to see his gills.
Yeah, look at his neck.
Where is he at with the. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Fully. It's like it's almost like wingy type gills on there. Where's like, his junk? Like,
I mean, did they show his
junk? Yeah, she goes, because remember, she's a mute. She can't talk, right? So she goes like that, and she sort of, she like opens it up, like it comes out of there.
Oh, it's like an innie.
I guess
God,
so.
You know
He's
what?
A grower, not a shower.
And I'm not mad at that. I think most guys are growers and not showers.
That's not true.
They show it?
I said most!
They don't show it. They show them doing stuff.
Oh, I actually kind of wish they had shown how they accomplished that feat.
Well. It's not a porn.
No, but, you know, I've seen some stuff in mainstream films.
Are those things on the right? Were those, like, the fish man's junk? Like,
you're
people's
about
approximations?
This right here? No, it was a, inspired. Okay. A toy inspired by that movie.
You can mate with your own fish man.
Right. Wow.
Exactly.
A bride's dream day quickly turned into a nightmare when she was dumped. She was dumped by her new husband for punching his sister at the reception, kids.
Wait, so they get married and then...
Listen to this story.
The new wife punches out the sister.
Yes. Now, you have to tell me how you would handle this situation. Do you agree with her?
Okay,
do you disagree with her? Okay?
Let's hear it.
Thank you, Bryn. Perfect. The bride claims she had strolled in drunk, threw up on a gift table, and stole money given to them by other guests while attempting to clean up the mess she had made. To top it all off, she proposed to her boyfriend, who said no.
Wait, this is the sister.
This is the sister who got
punched. So the bride is saying, this chick is ruining my wedding.
The bride said, the sister strolled in drunk, threw up on the gift table, and stole money given to them by other guests while attempting to clean up the mess she had made. To top it all off, that sister proposed to her boyfriend, and that boyfriend said
no. Well, the boyfriend's smarter than anybody else in this story. Hold on.
Okay.
Is this? I hate to say it, but my first thought is this is a trashy wedding.
Well, you know, I don't know. And it doesn't say, it doesn't, I don't even know if this picture is them or not. It doesn't say.
It
doesn't
could just be a random picture of a bride and groom.
Yeah, it doesn't give any insight.
Well,
as
where,
to,
where is it? I mean, I hate to geographically assign trashiness, but let's just have a.
Is it Florida?
Is it? Yeah.
It is not Florida.
No.
And to be completely honest, I don't think they ever mentioned where this thing occurred.
So this could be made up, but I like it. Keep going. Tell me the whole story.
As her patience wore out, the bride lashed out and revealed that she had punched her sister-in-law as a result of her drunken antics. Rather than focusing on his own frustrations with the chaos that his sister had caused, the husband instead chose to break things off with the woman he had just vowed to spend the rest of his life with 2 hours earlier.
So he just went, you don't hit, nobody hits anyone in my family.
That's
I'm breaking up with you.
Marriage over.
Well, they hadn't consummated it. Did they get to the, can they just annul it real quick?
I mean, I'm going to guess that they had consummated the thing beforehand.
Really?
I mean, I feel
you
like they've
so
been doing it a
of
long
people.
Time. Yeah, I just think that, you know, it knocked it out the park earlier than that wedding night.
Because it's 2020.
Yeah. I feel like people are doing it a lot sooner now.
Yeah.
Immediately.
You don't know that. You're making assumptions about these people. How dare you?
You're making
a sweeping generalization about people who are getting married.
I am making a sweeping generalization about people doing it sooner, not people getting married. Dating apps have changed the entire game. People are just...
Those glasses are his
nobody
best.
Can see this.
We can hear it. You can hear your creaky ass glasses. It's like his best new prop.
He needs some WD-40 on that thing.
Yeah.
Though.
So who's in the right? Do you support the woman?
She socked
the lady in the face.
Look, you know what?
Or do you support the husband for saying, you know what? Don't hit my sister, bitch. I'm leaving.
I don't support any of these people, and that's why I ask. It just sounds so trashy.
It's pretty bad.
Like, all right, the sister trashy shows up wasted at her brother's wedding. The bride trashy doesn't just let somebody else handle. Like, oh my god, it's my day. Can someone please handle that for me? Punches her in the face. Trashy. That's trashy. And then the husband breaks up with the bride 2 hours at the whole goddamn assembly. They're like, oh, it's the wedding, yay!
Lame.
I break up with you. I don't like it.
Wasn't he looking to break up with her? Wasn't he unsure about this
Couldn't
wedding the entire time?
Something yeah. 2 hours earlier.
Had to have
been. Yeah, I mean, the entire time he was just trying to look for a way out.
I guess.
And this was it.
Boy,
it was
what a pussy!
Terrible.
He makes it all the way down the aisle, and then finally, oh, you punched
my sister! My sister
found my way out. All right,
giggity.
Oh boy.
Well, I'm glad we settled that, kids.
I really want to know more. I want to know where this happened.
I actually am disappointed that this article is so short.
Yeah. What happened with the parents?
Yeah.
Of
I want
the
to know it all.
Brother and sister and the parents of the bride. Is there now a Hatfield and McCoy thing going on here? Like, I want to know.
Yeah. I'm actually disappointed. This is the end of the article.
I'm picturing white people.
Well, you're not wrong, Sarah.
Well, you don't know that. You said that you don't even know if that's the real picture of them.
Sarah, you're not wrong. Just accept that as true.
Let me see it. Let's see that. Yeah, no, that's not. That's just a stock photo.
Guys,
no,
that's them.
That chick does not. She's nice shoulders.
Hey, news about PG&E, guys.
I'm ready.
California power regulators on Thursday slapped PG&E, that's Pacific Gas and Electric, everyone. They slapped them with a $2.1 billion fine for igniting a series of deadly wildfires that landed the beleaguered utility in bankruptcy.
Yeah.
The record penalty imposed in an administrative law judge's decision boosts a previously agreed upon $1.7 billion settlement announced in December. Several consumer groups had protested that the settlement was too lenient. In light of PG&E's destruction and the California Public Utilities Commission agreed after further review. PG&E officials said they were disappointed by the increased fine. Of course they were. After working diligently over many months with multiple parties to reach the previous deal. We recognize our fundamental obligation is to operate our system safely, and we share the same objectives as the commission and other state leaders, namely in reducing the risk of future wildfires in our communities. That's from PG&E. The harsher punishment includes a $200 million payment to California's general fund. The San Francisco company has already set up a $13.5 billion fund to help those who lost family members, homes, and businesses in catastrophic wildfires caused by PG&E's outdated electrical grid and negligence. During 2017 and 18, the fires killed nearly 130 people and destroyed 28,000 homes and other buildings.
So one of the things I heard about this new settlement deal that they're, or the raised amount, is that they're trying to make it so that PG&E can't pass those costs on to us.
Yes, that is part
of
the deal.
Am I the only one who's noticed a marked increase in their PG&E bill in the last year? I feel like I'm up 20%.
Yeah, I feel like mine is up around 15 to 22. I do feel that
Brandon,
way.
Have you noticed that at all?
I haven't noticed. I haven't even looked. It just auto-deducts from my thing, so I should start looking at
that. You should look at it. I mean, honestly, my jaw dropped the other day when it showed up. I went, oh. That feels like a pass-on. I don't know.
It feels like it. I mean, there's no real way to prove that it isn't, right? Or that it is, I should say.
I really don't know how it all works.
Jesus, by the way, there are more than 81,000 claims have been filed in the bankruptcy case against PG&E.
Mm-hmm. Wow. A lot of people got screwed and killed.
Yeah, absolutely. 138 people. A nightmare neighbor used her parrot as a weapon in a campaign of harassment against a couple.
Oh.
Over the last 3 years, Catherine Surley, age 81, has thrown dog poo into her Seven Oaks neighbor's garden, scratched their car, and encouraged her rambunctious parrot to disturb them in the garden. The widow was caught on camera 38 times as she smeared grease over the bonnets of her neighbors, Paul and Lydia Appleton's van and car in 2018. On one
grease?
Occasion, yeah.
She smeared that over what on their car?
The bonnets.
Oh, this must be from England.
Yes, would be
the hood.
It is.
Right?
Yes. On one occasion, she scratched the hood of a Toyota with a ring she was wearing.
What an old, crusty bitch.
Just got nothing better to do. Get a life. Well,
you think
she's
dainty because she's all tea and crumpets and crap. You know, English lady. I'm going to F up your bonnet. Cheers.
That's really good, sir.
Oh, thanks. No! You have been the most outrageous as a neighbor. I will train my parrot to say naughty things to you. And I will smear dog poo in your garden and grease on your bonnet.
Queen, why were you so mean to Meghan Markle?
Well, I'm a racist at heart. Obviously, that's the bottom line. And she's stolen my precious Harry from me.
Shall we continue?
Nah, I feel like we've said enough. You know, leave them wanting more. Put those glasses back on.
They're
on.
In a sinister turn, the pensioner also placed sharp tacks underneath the wheels of Mr. Appleton's van.
Oh, the bitchery continues. Sharp tacks. Or shall you sharp as a tack?
Oh, man. In a victim impact statement. Yes, a victim impact statement. Lydia Appleton said, I feel nervous for my husband when he's on the road. I'm in fear of what might happen. He could be hurt or cause a terrible accident. He has to go through a daily routine of checking the wheels to make sure there are no tacks and nothing has been tampered with. The counselor said she has suffered night terrors as a result of her concerns about this old lady.
Hmm. As your attorney, I recommend that you go and break the old biddy's leg. She'll be less able to exit her abode.
I mean,
and place tacks in your driveway.
Dude, honestly, what kind of wuss do you have to be terrorized by an 81-year-old?
Well, I mean, listen, it's because you don't want to hurt an old lady. The bitch needs her leg broken. Obviously. Then she can't leave that. Then she's stuck. She can't put the tacks out. She can't scratch the bonnet. Break the leg.
She's
just a quick break. She'll be fine.
She
has any loved ones left. I mean, she's obviously awful.
Listen, 81 years old. Honestly, one foot's already in the grave.
But not far enough. She's just skirting him. Please, she still gets out and she scratches the
poop. Take it to a scary movie.
Take the dirty poo. He's throwing that around.
God. Nothing like parrot poo.
I thought you said dog poo.
Dog poo, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But there is nothing like parrot poo either.
Parrots have big poos, apparently. Yeah. Want to hear some fast facts?
Yes. You know what? Only one. We only have time for one.
All right, let's hear a fast fact.
Fast fact. I love those.
Give you a good one. The last time a third-party candidate got any electoral votes was 19...
Go. I'll say 1992 when Did Perot win any?
Sarah, you are absolutely 100% incorrect. Wrong. George Wallace ran on a platform promoting segregation and won 5 states.
Oh, my God.
In 1968, he won Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, of course.
That's disheartening.
And there's your fast fact.
All right. Boy, that's a note to end on as we end February here, Black History Month.
Gotta get it in, baby.
We'll do new music after
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.